respect y'all niggas. We used to be down with y'all niggas. All y'all have for the West Coast is criticism and disrespect. So I say to you and your city, y'all niggas will never get our respect.
I'm out here on the road, I know. Oh yeah, there it is. Just say I know we're gonna hit a traffic situation any moment. That's what I get for getting on the road a little bit earlier than normal. It's the gift I get is way more traffic.
We are not starting video podcasting this week. You'll know when we're going to start it.
What you talking about? Pretty much the 1-2 punch, West Side Connection, Kitty Pryde.
Scratch the bumps on my skin like rash rules everything around me. Getting drowsy, been a Benadryl, y'all. Rash rules everything around me. Getting drowsy, been a Benadryl, y'all. I grew up on the shy side, the free Wi-Fi side, the OCD side. You know it's me.
Carpool lane are flying by. But they've only got 10 more minutes of carpool time. And then the rest of us filthy dirtbags get to clog up that lane too. Slept real poorly last night. Went to bed, kind of woke up like once an hour, basically. And then finally just like at 6 or like, you know, like 5:50 or something. I was like, you know, fuck this. I'm just gonna get up. So I got up and played Overwatch. And everyone on my team played terribly. I don't know that I was doing great, but it was the thing that happens when team-based games, when you start to care about a team-based game, it was that feeling of like, oh man, like, I care about character mix, like, matchups, and like, the people on my team are not picking the right roles for the mode we're doing and the stuff we're doing, and and I care about that, and that's the worst, because that's something that'll frustrate you forever. Like, I am healing everyone and trying to stay alive and like the shooters on the team were kind of not getting it done. I was doing what I could to keep them alive, but at some point I was like, well, I guess I'm the only one left out here and I need to start shooting people, and that's not going to go well either. But I don't know. I don't know. But at the end of it, I was like, I'm probably going to stop playing this game in about a week. That was the feeling I had. I was like, yeah, this is... If this is going to be a thing that I'm eventually going to get frustrated about, then I'm probably going to want to not play this game anymore.
I'll be back. but I'll be back. Come on out. Here comes the predator. Got my black rag showing and I'm hoeing out around again. Kiss my grits like Funk O'Neal's diner. I'm meaner than a motherfucking hyena chasing antelope. Put my comb to your dome, watch it bust like a cantaloupe. I can't stand a rope, so don't try to hang them. Talk about dogs, boy, I can slay them. Rat-a-tat-tat on your noggin, cause ice I'll cream your ass like cocking duck chocolate. I get crazy when I catch wet, even be flipping a tongue like diddy-giddy-dun-die, it's a flex. So who is Ice Cube? I'm a rapper, actor, macker. Got a little problem with the redneck cracker. Get the tallywhacker. Jerry Heller is a devil shit packer. Coming with a crazy pitch, and the Statue of Liberty ain't nothing but a lazy bitch. Don't wanna give up the crack to the black, but you'll call it racial if we go and break the hoe, but eat them up, yum, and your floor. Motherfuck Billboard and the editor, I am the predator.
Come on out, but I'll be back.
They indicated that when trapped, the creature activated a self-destruct device that destroyed enough rainforest to cover 300 city blocks.
Stuck in traffic here. It's really bumming me out, actually. kind of got out of the house, like, feeling good. Like, all right, tired, didn't sleep great, but still going to get out here and make it happen. And then just the kind of traffic that just sucks the fucking life out of you.
Please don't come around these parts and tell me that we're all a bunch of animals. turn the cameras on. It's when we fucking shit up. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, this is DJ motherfucking Premier.
And I'm Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
What? Primo.
Yeah, we fucking shit up.
No, we don't play no games here. Yeah. Motherfucker, please.
One of the reasons that me and you play,
we don't lose, I always win.
Let's face it, you basic boy.
I mean, the public E3 thing is not literally E for all, because they're calling it E3 Live, but, yeah, it's like, it's up the street. It's basically where Nintendo would have its press conferences. It's in that center. Back when Nintendo had press conferences. The old days, you know? That's where they're going to have this public event. And I sure hope they have, like, way more exhibitors to announce, because that thing sounds thin. You know, like, their lead, like, the first, you know, the first name on the list was Twitch, you know, and it's like, Loot Crate's got a booth, like, what, oh, well, okay, not gonna go over there, don't need to see any of that stuff. Like, Monster Energy Drinks, Frito-Lay's got a booth, like, okay, yeah, this Frito-Lay's my favorite video game publisher, totally going over there. They've got it broken up into these sessions where, like, you know, when you, the tickets were distributed, or the, you know, that you go to Eventbrite to get them. And they were like sessions, like you could either get like a noon to 5 or a 5 to 10 p.m. For 3 days. So 6 different sessions to choose from. I think they're probably all gone by now. And I wonder how they're going to manage that. Like, okay, we've got one session ending right at 5 and one starting at 5 with 0 minutes between. So we're just going to hope everyone gets out of here in an orderly fashion. And then couples skate for the next set. That sounds like logistically fucking shitty to deal with. I would not want to have to work that stuff out. Actually, if I had worked that stuff out, I would say, hey, we got an 11 a.m. to 4, and then a 5 to 10. And put an hour between it to deal with, like, okay, everyone get the fuck out. All right, now people get in line. Like, Warner's there, and I want to say Ubisoft was on the list also, so it's not like no publishers are there. You know, there will be some games. But yeah, I don't know. I
Run up and flip, but that's one dog. Never fuck them three frog butt sippers. That's outlandish shit. Two guys dancing with one girl, that's that sandwich shit. What's my clever fly girl scoring on Lauren? What's little season un? Hitting little Kim, the red alert and scale. Never fuck when they will. The I can flex. Never fuck just run stress shit. We can take it down to alphabet. The SWV get with TLC. And fuck them three fellas that were BBD. Remember Mike Biff kids? ABC. They had more than three, but if they cut a few, would they fuck them three girls from 702? Would Erica Badu fuck them two righteous dudes from the brand new Nubian crew and include Grand Poo? Did Mary J. Blige ever fuck Case and Nas? Was Odell and Willis ever coming on Kimberly Drummond? Remember this record? It went, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I don't know, they ain't damn it, but I wonder did them niggas ever ram it in that girl from Diggable Planet? Yeah.
Thank you.
Man. But yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about that E3 stuff on the podcast. That PC thing is in the EA press conference spot now. PC Gamers, like, live show thing is where the EA press conference used to be. Talking over that conference? No, because that's not a conference. That's PC Gamers live show. It's like that's it's another press outlet doing a show. So no. Clash Royale. Next year it'll be China. Next year it'll be just 2 hours where China comes out and says, by the way, we own most of the video games now. China might win E3. China doesn't need to win E3. China don't give a fuck about E3. Like, what is Tencent? Just Tencent alone. Owns, like, what, significant chunks of Epic, Riot, they're looking to buy an overwhelming percentage of Supercell, yeah, I don't. How deep are they into Activision? Is that Tencent or is that just like some other? Is that just China? Some other part of China? SoftBank. Yeah, SoftBank. You know, SoftBank will get out of some businesses here and there. SoftBank used to own Ziff Davis. So we were technically part of. We were part of ZDNet, which was a joint venture that was still up. So, like, at some point, we rolled all the way up into SoftBank for a little bit there. I don't know. Just go watch the intro to the new Homefront and and do the thing that the developers of that game didn't do and replace all the North Korean references with China. And that's E3 2017.
Connect like nigga, three top dollar, six step below, best selling rich trick. What is it like? Tossing in holes and rolling on fools on them bones. Bossing in chains, we doing big things and busting on punks at close range. This is the way us gangsters roll. Sit back and watch as it unfolds. Bitches and suckers done so cold. This is the life we chose.
Dope money and rap and shit, I'm all with it. And all I know is the streets, so that's how I spit it. Chicken walk, see a bird, then I gotta get it. So if your hood come up short, then I probably did it. And if Lil Mama thick, then I gotta hit it. The Trojan gotta be a magnet for me to fit it. If it was Sherm on a stick, then I probably lit it. The red beam was on your bed, so I probably split it. To all the bitches that think they bootylicious, I think they nutritious, I think they judicious. I'm making three wishes, I'm taking they pictures and spending they riches and fucking they bitches. Egomaniac, little homies call me Brainiac. Ice Cube's an asshole and it ain't an act, so take a hit of that and remember that. Where my motherfucking niggas and my bitches at?
I'm full of sleep, the rider with a click and like a dragon, it's neat to put fire when I spit. And I can't shake these runaways. A street rich nigga in the back of lane. Where we keep the pistol smoking like Afghanistan. It's the gangster, the killer, the dope dealer, back for more figures. So drink, buy down, and blow that liquor, bitch.
What is it like? Tossing them hoes and rolling on fools on them bows. Bossing them chains, we doing big things and busting on punks at close range. Just the way us gangsters roll, this is the life we chose. What is it like? Tossing them hoes and rolling on fools on them bows. Bossing in chains, we doing big things and busting on punks at close range. This is the way us gangsters roll. Sit back and watch as it unfolds. Bitches and suckers done so cold. This is the life we chose.
Need for Speed the Run too. Yeah.
Change me,
shit.
Cause I'ma be connected for life. It's plain to see. You can't change me, cause I'ma be connected for life. Yeah. Westside Connect Gang for life. Butch Cassidy. Manny Fresh, you a fool for this beat, boy.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Nah.
Pick him up! Don't start on me! When you fucking case all you don't have your fucking name is Case Gay Dub. I don't give a fuck, bruh. Cause you knock my chips on the fucking pavement. Individually pick him up. I'll push him up your asshole, bruh.
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Won't you tell them what your name is?
My name is Easy, yeah, this is true. Keeping your attention is what I'm gonna do. You all can never be soft.
I'm stuck in traffic looking at... I guess they're making some Twitter changes, including this one. Retweet yourself! We'll be enabling the retweet button on your own tweets so you can easily retweet or quote tweet yourself when you want to share a new reflection or feel like a really good one went unnoticed. So you can use that for, If you want a reply to be seen by all your followers, you will be able to retweet it to signal that you intend for it to be viewed more broadly. Like, that's probably right. But also hearing them describe their thing is just like, like, that's how it used to be. It used to be that, like, if you added somebody at the start of it, like, everyone saw it. If you followed someone, you saw everything. And then when they made that change, everyone hated it. When they made it so you didn't see replies to people you didn't follow. Everyone fucking hated it. Everyone hated it. Yeah, it makes sense when you see like how they changed how replies work and stuff like that. Like when they actually started attaching replies under original tweets and stuff like that, it makes sense that they would make it so if you start. Yeah, we'll see. Like, people freaking out that, like, how am I supposed to have a private conversation with people? It's like, well, you could direct message them, or not fucking use Twitter, where everything is designed to be fucking seen by people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, I don't know. Those changes seem okay. Like, the idea that you'll be able to, like, mention 50 people in something you're putting on Twitter and not have that count against your word count seems like it might lead to some abuse or increased spam or whatever, but that's, you block people that do that.
got you stressed. When you test them young, you have to take this bitter. Just get lit up, fool, that's a rigor. Now I think the whole world knows not what they should know. It's like rapping, selling crack is what I'm good for. Hanging in the hood for so long, I see why they talk. Bitches snitch and bust his heart.
WeWon'tGo.com. What? There's been signs up in this, like, apartment building or whatever for a while now. Most of them were handwritten about, we're not leaving, your landlord is scum! Yeah. Now it seems like they have upgraded to signs that have a domain on them. It's the hellish hellscape we now live in. You don't quite understand the at change. Well, a while back, Twitter changed the way they surfaced replies. Like, they actually started keeping track of this tweet is a reply to this tweet, even if you didn't at people in it. It was still, like, on the back end, counted as a reply. So they broke the notion of this tweet is a reply to this tweet from something as simple as just putting someone's, like, username in the tweet. So with that in mind, they've now made it so if something is counted as a reply to another tweet, then it's a reply, and it's governed by the same rules that replies have always been governed by. But if you start a new tweet that is not a reply, a direct, like, real reply to another tweet, if you just hit open the new tweet box and then at somebody in it, that shows to all your followers as if it was a new tweet. That's the change. And that's probably a smart change. Because all those tweets were public anyway. It was just a matter of, like, were they serviced to you by default, or did you have to go looking for them? You know, like, you could go to, like, the tweets and replies tab of someone's page and see everything, just like you always have, or been able to. So it's not like that stuff is private or secret or anything like that. It just means when I send that picture to Casey, Alex, and Felix that more people are going to see it, and that's a good thing. More people will get to see that nightmarish photo. But yeah, I don't know. They're changing... They're changing parts of Twitter back to the way it used to be, and everyone fucking complained when they made those changes, and everyone is complaining now, and... The world. Am I fucking up? Am I fucking up? Or am I a genius? Can't tell. Alright, we're gonna be okay. No? We're fucked.
Rest of you niggas gonna be glad you breathing. All I need is one reason. I'm the king and Drake said.
We made it. Everything's okay. Some hectic two-lane roads onto one turns onto one-way streets. And iPad cable situation. I have so many cables. I had one. We had one break in the house. We had one stop working. And I said, man, fuck this. And I ordered like four of them. So I got lightning cables I ain't even open yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking around.
Brothers flags to rags. You won't be laughing when your front lawn's spangled with epitaphs.
Don't be laughing.
And I'll hang my boots. moods to rest when I'm impressed. So I triple nine on that Bugatta. This origami dream is beautiful, but man, those wings will never leave the ground without a feather and a lottery ticket. Now settle down. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way.
Put your Chevy Malibu in this lane. Do it. I didn't even know they made Chevy Malibus still. Or, like, you know, like a modern form of a car. Yeah! Fucking stuck between this fucking small bus and this fucking cement truck trying to pull into my lane while I'm trying to drive through it. Awesome! Oh, stay alive. Division patch. Yeah, I don't know what the next division patch is doing, but I took a look at my Steam window this morning and saw that it had downloaded like another 3 gigs or something, so. Watch red bricks turn yellow. Sort of similar to most backbones that Camp Icarus. We're all feeling crap time. We're gonna get pampered for bickering. Life's not a bitch. It's a beautiful woman. You only call her a bitch cause she won't let you get that pussy. Maybe she didn't feel y'all shared any similar interests. Or maybe it's just an asshole who could've sweet-talked the princess. Kiss the speaker wire. Peter Fassett for some pegging threshold. Stomach full of halo kibbles. Wingspan cast black and porn visuals. Hit a duck hunt, take a safe vision and pick apart the pixels. I got a friend of polar nature and it's all peace. When I seek similar stars but can't sit at the same feet. Metal captain, this cat is asking if I've seen his bitter lost passion. Told him yeah, but only when I pedal past them. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. Alright. I made it. Didn't end up taking that much longer. All right, I'm gonna go. I got stuff to record, so have a good day. I'll see you later.